A report from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis shows that arts and cultural production accounted for over $6 billion of the Silver State's economy in 2015. As KUNR's Holly Hutchings reports, business leaders are looking for ways to use cultural contributions to grow and improve their industries.
A real estate developer may not be the first thing that comes to mind when you think art-friendly business. However, Telia Legata of Blackfire Real Estate Investors wants to change that by marrying his redevelopment projects with sculpture installations to improve business and enhance the sites. He says the works shift how people view and treat his properties. Speaking recently at a busy luncheon, he tells me more.
If they understand kind of the love and soul that went into the project and what they look at every day, that ends up permeating. Art creates a sense of space and belonging. With a sense of space and belonging comes pride and ownership, both of the tenants and the community. The occurrence of graffiti, the number of times that you have, you know, disturbances or problems at the property, those definitely go down.
Legata says incorporating art has been historically difficult for businesses like his because of the lack of returns. His company adorned one project with a towering 25-foot rebar tree. Another property has creeping metal vines peppered with glass leaves climbing up an outdoor patio. Does the art equate to more tenants and tangible benefits? He's not sure.
It's usually really hard to draw that direct line to the bottom line. From a purely economics standpoint, it's hard to tie, you know, any one thing to them. But I do believe that over, you know, some period of time, our properties will see returns come from it.
Mike Kazmierski is the president of EDON, the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada. He says that intangible benefits of an arts and culture focused area do drive economics, namely from an attracting talent perspective.
They want a place that's vibrant that they can enjoy. So promoting arts and culture and raising the awareness of what we really have, so that as companies say, well, does my employee want to live here? Do the employees I'm trying to attract want to live here? If we could answer that question, yes, it's much easier to get them to decide to come here.
He says that art means business and that the overall area thrives when companies choose to plant themselves here. Holly Hutchings, KUNR News.